Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message. I'm going to give you about five keys to receiving from God. These keys will work in any area of your life. Amen. So the first key to receiving your healing from God is to believe that God is good and that He loves you unconditionally. You must believe that God is good and that He has an unconditional, everlasting, I would say, an irresistible love for you. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16 says, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." Now, the first part of that scripture says, "And we have known." That means we have intimate knowledge of God, not a surface knowledge, but a deep revelation of who he is. We have known and believed. You got to know it, and you got to believe that God loves you. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. So if you're looking at that scripture, you say, "I know and I believe that God loves me." Go ahead and say it. I know and I believe God loves me. God loves me. I love him. He dwells in me. And I dwell in him. So this is a foundation stone right here, is that you got to know God loves you and he's for you and that he's not against you. Because if the devil can ever get you in your mind to think that God is the source of your problem, then you're never going to be able to receive from him like he wants you to receive. Amen. Second scripture is Romans 5, verse 8 and 9. You can turn over there. Romans 5, verse 8 and 9 says, "But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." So somebody might ask, "Well, what are you saved from, Pastor?" I'm saved from the wrath of God. I'm saved from judgment. I'm saved from God's holy anger that one day is going to be released toward all ungodliness. I'm saved from that. I am not going to experience the wrath of God. Amen. And not only that, I'm not justified or cleared of all guilt by what I've done, Josephine. Amen. I am justified by the blood of Jesus. So I don't stand before God with my good little, you know, I did. You know, I'm. All I say is Jesus. Jesus did it for me. He died for me. Amen. And I'm justified. I'm cleared of all guilt by his blood. So no condemnation should be able to stand in the way of you receiving. Condemnation is a feeling of inferiority. It's a feeling of fear, guilt. And so sometimes people can't receive from God because they feel guilty because they hadn't done something right. You know, they have a guilt consciousness. Or they have a sense of unworthiness. And so God could have something so great and glorious. And then if you're thinking it's not right, you could have thoughts like, "Well, I ain't worthy for the Lord to do nothing for me. I don't really deserve no blessing. You know, why would the Lord bless me?" And Satan's job is to make you feel guilt. The Bible says there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So we walk after the Spirit. That means we let the Holy Spirit lead and guide us. This all falls under that first point there, is that I'm not going to live under condemnation. I'm not going to live with a sense of inferiority. I'm not going to live with a sense of guilt. I'm not going to live with a sense of unworthiness, that I'm not worthy to be blessed, because Jesus made all of us worthy. He justified us, cleared us of all our guilt with his own blood. In fact, the scripture says in Revelation chapter 1, says that he have loved us and washed us from our sins with his own blood and made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. Amen. Amen. So you can look at your neighbor and say, you're looking at a king and a priest. I know some of y'all are ladies, but you're still a king. There's something about God, you know, that mystery. God take the foolish things and confound the wise. So just believe what the scriptures say. So tell your neighbor again, say, I'm a king and a priest. Why you want to say that? Because that's what Jesus said. I think he know what he's talking about. Amen. Say it again. I'm a king and a priest. When are you a king and a priest? Right now. All the time. You always a king and a priest. So you can receive from God because he told you to come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. He wants you coming in the time of need. And he know when you come, he know you're coming to get something. He said, come that you might receive. He wants you to come get it. When you go to the throne of grace, if you leave empty-handed and empty-hearted, empty-headed, it's your own fault. I say empty-handed, empty-hearted, empty-headed. If you go before God and need and you don't walk out of that place of prayer possessing something, then you win in unbelief. Because he told you to come get it. Didn't he? Come boldly. That's liberty in speaking. That's without ambiguity. That's without circumlocution, Annie. Annie like when I do that. That means be real crystal clear about what you want. Don't be vague. Oh, Lord, I just need a blessing. Well, what kind of blessing? Well, any way you want to bless me. Yeah, look, stop all that. You know you don't want no any kind of blessing. Well, any way you bless me, I'll be sad. No, you ain't. If he bless you with 2 cents, you say, oh, that's all he got? You ain't happy with that. You know you need $100. Anyway, no, quit all that religious talk. Just tell him what you want. That's your daddy. That's your father. Be clear. Don't try to flower it up with a lot of words. Just get to the point. He already know. You might have to flower it up if you come to get something from me to kind of position me. You know, to kind of move me in that mood. You know, we used to have to wait till daddy was in a good mood before we asked for certain things. You check and see if he got his hand back like this right here, sitting in that chair, and his lip like this. Don't ask for nothing. So you ease up on him. Daddy can't do something for you. You know, you try to move him out of that bad disposition. Now, my daddy wasn't like that all the time, but you know how mamas and daddies get. You're a mom and a daddy. You know what I'm talking about. You know there's time your children better not ask you for nothing. Right? So God already know, you know, with humans, we might have to do that a little bit, you know, but with God, he said, come boldly. Just come on. Come receive mercy. Find grace to help in the time of need. I know you got some needs. Come get it. So don't act like, well, I just come to worship. You know deep down in your heart, Lord, I need some help. Don't try to disguise your prayer for help with worship. Worshiping for real needs, and the Lord, I need some help too. But you got to know. Now, see, you wouldn't have that problem if you know God love you. And if you know he's just waiting on you. Scripture says you have not because you ask not. Or you ask amiss that you might consume it on your lust. So your motive got to be right. You have to be wanting things that God wants you to have. And you got to know it's his will for you to have it. But when it comes to healing, God wants everybody well. Praise God. Everybody say, I believe God is good. I believe he's good to me, and I know he loves me. Now say, put your name and say, God love him some. Greg. Say it again.
God love
Greg. Say it again. Say, man, God love him some Greg. Man, God love me. How can I say that? Because he sent Jesus to die for me while I was yet a sinner. So I know he must love me. Now, if he loved me when I wasn't no good, when I was rotten to the core, he's loved me. Now I done turned my heart over to him. I know it's got to be some love flowing now, because he done positioned me to receive some love.
God love him some rotten core.
All right. Yeah, God love him. Man, I'm going to tell you, we can all say it, and none of us would be wrong. I would be wrong if I said God love me more than he love you. Because that wouldn't be true. Isn't God good? All right, number two. You got to believe that it's God's will for you to be healed and whole because his word said so. You got to believe. So you got to believe God loves you, and then you have to believe that God wants you well, that he wants you healthy, that being healthy is a blessing, not a curse, that being sick and diseased and weakly is a curse. Yes. That's right. If it ain't a curse, why are you taking medicine? If it ain't a curse, why you go to the doctor? If it's a blessing, why you don't just live with it? Because you know deep down in you, you know you ain't supposed to be sick. God put that in every human being, whether they serving him or not. They know they supposed to be well. They know when they head hurt, they back ache, they leg, they know that ain't normal.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in the highest.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Can't feel you.
But now, oh, oh.